I didn't say anything that wasn't true, did I? Not a damn thing.
I thought it was a nice version.
Not a thing. Because I don't want to give up on him one day. Yeah, in one week. I don't want to give up on him in 1 week and say a bunch of things I have to take back next week, but it ain't good. And you got to get this thing going because people are already saying some very fatalistic stuff to me right now, and I don't want to hear any of it. I don't want to hear a word of it. I don't want to read a word of it. I don't want to hear a word of it because once you guys go down that avenue, you're never coming back. So you can't just throw this crap out there about replacement and things like that. Once you do, that's it. You're never getting it back. It's the investment is over. So I'm not going to go there now. After next week, if he plays like garbage next week, I'll entertain it a little bit. But I can't do anything else. Because once you do, oh boy. 216-474-0092. Yes.
Kevin Stefanski, 12:30. We will air that live right here on 92.3 The Fan during Baskin and Phelps.
Can't wait. Boy. Looking forward to the moment. Mark your calendars. We ready?
Let's go.
All right. Do you have anything you want to get off your chest before we welcome them in?
We will. We'll devote this to the callers. Get it off your chest. But
what's wild around the NFL at 9:20?
I'm catching a lot of flack, and understandably so, from a lot of people who are bringing up other quarterbacks like Joe Flacco and Baker, who didn't necessarily have time with the ones.
You had to say it.
We will. We'll talk about what he did because he had the best statistical performance, I guess, in the NFL yesterday in terms of EPA. But I get it. I understand. Quarterbacks, there have been plenty of quarterbacks who have come off the shelf and played well with guys they don't even know. I can't explain that. I can't explain that. All I can tell you is that this was not an optimal experience for getting Deshaun Watson ready for the season. Some of that was he's coming off surgery. But I think part of it is they built up the hype on him talking about there were no limitations. He was saying, hey, I'm still an elite quarterback. His quarterback guru said it was the best velocity maybe in his career that he was throwing the ball harder. Ken Dorsey, all that stuff. You know, they probably didn't need to build up the expectations that way. I'm curious why they did that. You said maybe the overcompensation was because they wanted to build him up to maybe he wasn't believing. And that makes me really nervous because if your quarterback in this league is not confident and is not believing in himself, you obviously have bigger issues than anything else.
216-474-0092. JJ in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, you guys. How y'all doing?
Wonderful. Well, can't you tell?
Off, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday it was a team loss. You know, I just hear a lot of Deshaun Watson, not bashing, but like a lot of the blame is getting thrown his way. But, I mean, I didn't hear nothing from Amari Cooper. David Njoku dropped a big pass early in the game, ended up leaving the game injured. Jerry Jeudy dropped the pass right through his hands. You know, offensive line was horrible. Michael Parsons, 9 pressures by just alone, him alone. 9 pressures. No defense. You know, Myles Garrett early in the game, a couple good plays. Tomlinson, a couple good plays. But other than that, you know, I remember one stretch where, what's his number 88? I don't know why his name is.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb was torching the secondary.
Yeah.
Like, horribly. Like, the whole drive was CeeDee Lamb. The whole drive. So, I mean, we just can't put the blame on him. Yeah, he didn't look good. You know, it was the first game of the season. I'm going to say that. You know, and he going through some personal stuff in his personal life. So, you know, get a guy passed, man, and let's see what he do next week. You know what I'm saying? Against a lesser opponent, maybe get our feet a little wet. But yesterday it was a team loss, man, from the team and the coaches as well. Yeah. And that offensive line is showing that Callahan is not here, and they need to get it together.
Boy, they really didn't like Bill Callahan. I'll tell you this, JJ, the guys – I think they respect Bill Callahan. I think that he started to wear thin with them, but at the same time, if they're going to turn in that performance, I don't think any fans care about any of that stuff.
He was whipping them in shape. He was keeping them together because mm-hmm. right now you can tell they've fallen apart, and it's ugly to watch. You know, I mean, And Deshaun, he didn't look no better. So some of the blame do fall on him as well. But it was a whole team just ugly performance,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
They need to come back next week and pit up a better performance all around, man.
JJ, thank you very much for the call. You're not wrong about any of it. In fact, you're right about all of it. Greg in Hudson, congratulations on all your success. You're next up on the Fan.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
I want to start off by saying this. I am really tired of the media nationally and locally telling me how great this roster is. This roster is nothing to, you know, get excited about. The play calling with Stefanski, your boy Jason Lloyd has screamed up and down the wall about how great of a coach he is. This team was totally unprepared yesterday. I'm tired of hearing Stefanski telling me about mental reps. Mental reps. He had mental reps. Coach Stefanski, do mental reps teach tackling? Do they teach blocking? Because there was none evident yesterday in that game. And I'm going to leave you with this. And this is the most disturbing part about the whole game yesterday. There's a part in that game where that team quit. And I point specifically to the punt return. From my seat where I was sitting, I couldn't tell why in God's name somebody couldn't push that guy out of bounds. I got home, I watched the tape. The damn punter, I don't know what he was doing, but the effort he put on that, any respectable coach in this league would have yanked him off that field immediately and not put him back in. This is ridiculous. This guy is like a student or a substitute teacher who can't control the unruly classroom. I am tired of hearing about how great he is. I'm tired of hearing about how great Andrew Berry's putting a roster
together.
So you just didn't
care about what they did last season. That didn't factor into this call at all. It's like last year never happened.
I've been screaming for years that this guy's been overrated. Okay, he lived off that pandemic year. Okay, let's be real about that.
Okay, that was one year, but what about last year?
Well, he did a good job last year, Greg. You know he did a good job last year.
Let me finish. I'm not saying he didn't do a good job last year, but let's go back. Let's fast forward to this year now. What got him success last year? It was his offense with a quarterback that knew how to run his offense. This, you know, destroying everything for Watson is not working. It is not working. Okay, this is 3 years.
So what should Kevin Stefanski do about this right now?
Okay, first of all, I would have never, ever gotten Watson. That was a dumb mistake, okay?
Yeah, but they have him. Yeah, but they have him.
I know. I agree with your one caller who called a couple calls ago and said, let's save face, admit the mistake, start over, get rid of him, go with Winston this year, and just hopefully keep your first-round pick. It will get in the top five. Start and get yourself a quarterback because you're just wasting time with this guy. We're heading for another 3 and 4 win season. I hate to say that.
Man, Greg, thank you very much for the call.
Look, based on yesterday, if you think they're just going to play like that every single week, then yeah, I could understand why you'd say top five pick and 3 and 4. They are going to play way, guys. They are going to play way better than that. That was a horrific performance every level. Somebody in my mention said the defense actually played really good. I do not think the defense played good. They will play so much better than they played yesterday. Dallas does present some obvious problems. Now, I will say they do go up against great pass rushers.
I can't believe you're looking at social media right now. I can't look at social media. I'm done.
Do you think that the Giants are on the same level as the Cowboys?
No.
The Raiders on
Raiders
the Commanders
terrible.
On no. the same level. So that's yeah. three of the next four games.
Which they do have to win all three of those games.
Yes.
And
two of them are on the road. Been a really good regular season team for the last
one of the best in the NFL.
Listen, I got to say something in defense of the guy, all right? We keep talking about Joe Flacco. What are we saying about Joe Flacco here? As if Joe Flacco didn't throw two pick sixes in the playoff game against the Houston Texans. So don't give me this, well, if he would have had a whole season, a whole preseason with Joe Flacco, do we really think that Joe Flacco would do that much better against that team had he not played in the preseason? Because you probably wouldn't have played him in the preseason because he's an older man, and we're afraid he's rickety and he's going to get hurt. So you would have played him in the preseason because you still didn't have any of your tackles there to play in the preseason, so you'd probably still be in the same place. I'd probably be more apt to make a bunch of excuses for Joe Flacco because it would still be new, but I wouldn't have a lot of confidence going into an entire season with Joe Flacco. We want to talk about the other guy. Fine, let's talk about the other guy. The other guy's done well. The other guy has Mike Evans. The other guy has Godwin. The other guy has an intact offensive line with the better offensive lineman in that draft, a la, except for Jedrick Wills, it's Tristan Wirfs. That guy has protection. That guy has support. That guy's able to take care of his business. That guy played very well yesterday.
But when he played well
with the Browns yesterday? Would Baker Mayfield have played well with the Browns yesterday?
No, no.
Thank you very much.
And guys.
There is a mix of all of this.
Also played the Commanders. Okay, they played maybe the worst team in football.
You say that, but they're on our schedule too.
I know.
Record that, because if they go out there and by the time that's October 6th, so by the time that day comes around, who the hell knows where we're all going to be emotionally
that's
by that
true.
Time? That might be just a little drop in the pond by the time that game comes around. You better hope that's just the case. Jacksonville ain't that great. The Giants ain't that great. The Raiders suck. We got a real opportunity coming up here. But I ain't going to make no excuses. If he goes up there and sucks up the room against all those other teams, then yeah, we got to have that conversation, guys. Now, Greg, when he's talking about the talent that the roster hasn't or doesn't have, and he's tired of hearing about it, yeah, you're tired of hearing about it because you know there's talent on the roster, and they can't do anything with it. So you've been through all of this. And you've waited this entire time for it to come together, and it's sort of coming together in a way, and then it goes completely flat. Which is what happened in the playoff game last year. I mean, the coulda, woulda, shoulda stuff. What's done is done. I wouldn't have made the trade. What's done is done. I got to figure out a way with the guy. I got to figure out a way with the team. Yeah, I don't know what Andy Dickerson does. Maybe he should be a little bit more like an old man that everybody trusts who coached in the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. I don't know what else to make of the guy. Maybe we should have talked tough with Bill Callahan and not let him coach with his son, Brian. Maybe we should have done it. Maybe we should have held Bill Callahan hostage. Maybe we should have done that. I'm serious, Anthony. Should we have done it? Should we have done it? Because the offensive line's terrible. I'm afraid of what Jed Will's going to be when he comes back. We haven't even scratched that surface because he isn't able to play. So, guys, as bad as it is, it can get worse. Hell yeah, it can get worse. Dallas is good. They won 12 games last year. They were a disappointment in the playoffs just like we were. Their coach is on the hot seat. They'd come out, play their ass off. Dallas is a good team. You do any of this stuff against any one of these other teams I just talked about, I mean, you got four garbage, one's okay, then you got three garbage opponents, one after another. With bad organizations, bad cultures, bad rosters, bad everything. Bad stadium in one of the cases. And I could say all that, and if any of those teams beat you, none of this is anywhere near any of the anger and vitriol that will be spit out at those times. Now, I'm getting loud. I'm trying to pace myself here. Because I know that I'm more nervous than I am mad. Because if they don't do well with this, I will shout myself hoarse in a month if this continues. And we will have to have an earnest conversation about replacement. Can I fit one in real quick? Dan and Amherst, you got to go quick. Go. Quick.
Hey, just have Jameis and Winston start this game and run through the plays. And then you can bring Deshaun Wet back.
Well, at least we...
Is that worth it for you?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have that. Oh, the last call.
Let's
was
see if Chuck
fiery.
Can fix it here.
All right, Chuck and Shaker Heights. Got to go quick. Go ahead, please.
Hey, guys. Everybody's cooking this morning. Listen, one of the guys took my thunder as far as Stefanski coaching. He never gets in nobody's face and everything. You know, he's kind of mild-mannered coach.
Yeah.
I wonder, is he like that with his coaching staff? Because they got beat in all three phases yesterday, offense, defense, and special teams. So I wonder, do he get in the coaches' faces and tell them we can't have this kind of stuff?
No.
You understand?
He's not going to
accountability. There's got to be some kind of
accountability. Yeah, he's not. Yeah, I mean, you're going to get – grown men can't get in other grown men's faces unless they're ready for a fight. You can't go fighting in the office.
But he's their boss. Am I right?
I understand he's their boss, but he can't sit there and dress that. These are proud, egotistical men. Some of these guys have been head coaches before. You can't dress those guys down like that.
I understand that, but you got to come strong. You got to do something different here. You know, what about one other point? What about as far as next season, if everybody's still here, do you think that Stefanski will play these guys in the preseason to stop babying them?
I mean, we got to get to that level right now. We got to get there.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
Hold on for that question, Chuck.
You got to have some reps in a live session.
Yeah, you
do. Like a live preseason game.
I understood why they didn't do it, but I'm not surprised that they came out and they played like this. Again, it sounds like I'm angry because I'm a very passionate person. I'm very nervous. I'm just very, very, very nervous.
We got to focus in right now, though. We'll give you that answer next July on if they're going to play in the preseason.
Yeah.